As if things weren't bad enough for United Airlines, yesterday the carrier had to spend much of the day denying it had filed for bankruptcy. A news story about the company's 2002 bankruptcy filing resurfaced on the internet and sent the stock price crashing. NPR's David Shaper has more.
This is what apparently happened. A reporter for a financial research firm Googling new bankruptcy filings got as a first hit a story about United Airlines on the website of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Thinking it was current, it was posted on Bloomberg's financial news service, and within minutes, United stock lost nearly all its value. But the story turned out to be almost 6 years old, from the Chicago Tribune in 2002. The research firm insists the Googled story was dated September 8, 2008, and there was nothing to indicate it was really 6 years old. But a Tribune spokesman says the story's content was clearly related to events in 2002. United issued a statement saying the bankruptcy reports were completely false and demanded a full investigation. Its share price later recovered. But why was such a story so believable in the first place?
I think that this is very clear evidence of the very limited faith that the public and investors have in the U.S. airline system.
David Field of Airline Business Magazine says airlines are posting huge losses this year, more than $3 billion so far for United. Still, there were no other indications United was considering a new bankruptcy filing. So Field says investors should have known better.
You have to ask yourself, is this an airline story or is this an internet story?
And even facts on the internet need to be checked out. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.